Hello and welcome to another interesting episode of my podcast. So my English is sprint, Jesus. Hey guys, welcome. It's Saturday and you know, chores and shit, but the show must go on. On today's episode, I have decided to talk about relationships, toxic relationships, because mental health is important. So you know, people actually remain in toxic relationships because they are afraid that they've been in the relationship for too long, they're not going to find somebody else, they love the person, blah 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 blah. And not just the females, the males too often find themselves in toxic relationships. And talking about toxic relationships, not just the boyfriend or girlfriend thing, even in the family circle, relationships there are oftentimes toxic. Honestly, when you see a scenario where the parents talk their children down, the siblings talk themselves down, they abuse each other and shit, it shouldn't be that way. See, your mental health is more important than any boyfriend or any girlfriend. I said it, and that's on period. Because you cannot be in a relationship where the guy keeps beating you up and claims to love you. Okay, like, I remember when I was back then in school, there's this couple, they used to fight all the time. He would beat her to a pulp, then she would say she's not doing it again, she would pack her things and leave. The next morning, you see her there. Because she claims she loves him and stuff. If you really love him, then you will leave, because you can love. It's when you love yourself enough, that's when you're able to love somebody else. She clearly doesn't love herself. That's why she's there, to be collecting beating. She doesn't understand. It is not worth it, honestly. No man, no woman, no boy, no girl is worth breaking a neck for, because there will always be somebody better. That's what most people do not understand. How will I find someone else? It's been 5 years, it's been 10 years. So do you want, you don't want to throw away 5 years, but you can risk 10 years in the hospital, in coma, because of a man or a woman. There are things that people do that are very unwise. Your mental health is important. People do not understand. That's why most people go into depression, because they don't know that their mental health is important. When you're in a relationship that no longer serves you, what are you supposed to do? You leave. My theory is you have 3 tries to everything. If you try the first time, it doesn't work. The second time, it doesn't work. The third time, it doesn't work. Then it's not for you. So leave. So if your boyfriend has been between you since 2015 and you're still in that relationship, my sister, you need divine intervention. Because by the time you get married, I'm sorry. And if you're a girl and you know your boyfriend has a temper, help him work on it. There are times where you can actually iron these things out too. Funny enough, there are times where you can actually solve this problem. Like, okay, if you're a girl and your boyfriend is bad in bed, it's not good in bed, it's a 40 second man, a 40 minute man, like somebody's husband on Instagram. What you should do, find ways to help him. If you really love him, you'll find ways to help him and not tease him about it or talk him down. Or if you know you cannot, leave. They didn't tie your placenta there. Leave. There's always the option of leaving. But no, greediness will not let you, because he's giving you money, you will stay and keep on talking him down. He may not tell you that his your words affect him negatively. He may not tell you that your words hurt him. But they do. Men are very, very unkind people. Like, we don't talk when things are hurting us, especially when it's coming from a female. We just tend to absorb it. Then when it gets to here, things will start happening. That's when you see maybe he'll start cheating or he'll start doing some crazy things, because he's had enough. So by the time you see, you cannot manage a man that is bad in bed, you cannot manage a man that beats you up, you cannot manage a man that's not up to your standard, leave. Don't let long truth keep you where you will suffer. Stop destroying somebody's mental health. And you, that's a girl, your boyfriend is beating you up, he's abusing you, you don't want to leave because you claim you love him. Do you really love him? It's the money, that's why you're there. There are some girls that will even insult and abuse their boyfriends just because he doesn't have enough money to provide. What happened to struggling? If you get a job, will you die? If two of you gather, suffer, hustle, make something up out of your lives for the future, will you die? But no, most people live in the now. They want everything now. And by the time your spouse is not able to provide your need, your immediate need, as at that time, while ago day, because there's no. And power, you don't have the strength to bear, you don't have the strength to persevere, you're in a hurry. and yet you will not be patient for him to actually do something, for her to actually do something for you. Your mental health is key. So if you're in a toxic relationship that doesn't serve you, you need to leave. Honestly, you need to leave, because at the end of the day, he will always find somebody else. She will always find somebody else. Then that will leave you just there, looking stupid. Fine boy looking stupid. Pretty girl looking stupid with eyelash and everything. Do you get me? If you're in a toxic relationship today and you're hearing me and you're listening to this podcast, or if you know of a friend, advise that person to get the fuck out of there. If he beats you, leave there. If he abuses you, leave there. If you give him 3 tries, try my theory. Give him 3 tries. The first time, if he does it, you talk about it. If he does it, you talk about it. The second time, you talk about it. Third time, look for a solution. There's something called togetherness in a relationship. That's when you have to do things together. Look for solution to your problems together. If you really love this person, you'd want to find a solution. But in a situation where, you know, this one is not your load, your carry, brother, leave that place. Sister, leave that place. There will always be somebody better. I've said it like 1,000 times already. There will always be somebody better. There will always be somebody who gives a fuck about you. You don't need to die with one boy, die with one girl because you have love. Love is not something you die for. Love is beautiful. Love is not torture. To wrap it up, if you are the type that beats your girlfriend, please change. If you are the type that cheats on your girlfriend and she knows about it, try to be more discreet. Change if you can, because cheating is like is on another level entirely. If you're the type that talks your girlfriend down, change. If you're the type that talks your boyfriend down, change. If you're in a relationship that you want the best out of, you would work together as a couple to make it work. Don't be stupid. If your relationship is not serving you, leave. There will always be somebody else. There will always be somebody to love you. Okay? So, I believe I have said something, and if you have sense, you will take it and use it to your benefit. So that's the end of this episode. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.